If I asked you to give up one of your five senses, which one would you choose? Chances are, instead of giving up your ability to see or hear, your sense of smell would be in pole position for the chop. Scientists in Germany think that we're underappreciative of smell's role in our evolution as a species, with new research from the Max Planck Institute exploring biomolecular methods to bring smells from the past back to life. James Titko spoke with Barbara Huber.
We can analyze all sorts of different samples, but what we usually do is look into aromatic compounds, spices, resins, herbs, something like that. This can be done all over the world in all sorts of time periods, but what we have done for our own studies, we've mostly looked into objects from ancient Arabia, ancient Egypt, and in a time period from the early Bronze Age to the Roman period and antiquity.
That's amazing. That's thousands of years ago. Where exactly in these ancient civilizations do you find these remnants of smell hiding?
We find them in all sorts of archaeological artifacts and contexts. Containers such as incense burners, perfume flasks, cooking pots. But we're also able to look into soil samples because biomolecules could also preserve there, or even dental calculus, which is the dental plaque that builds up on our teeth. And ancient biomolecules can even be preserved within this plaque. So yes, it's like a really broad array of different contexts, features, objects that we can sample. And we call them scent archives to have like an easier term for it.
So what part exactly of a really old smell survives for all those years for you to be able to transport it back to your lab and begin the reconstruction?
These residues, they are composed of different molecules, so it can be very volatile odor compounds, but it can also be like more macromolecules like proteins, also lipids, if you think of like oils, scented oils and perfumes, and then we try to analyze them and identify them. And at the end, we want to know what the sample was. And it can be a single substance, so a resin, a spice, or whatever. It can also be a mixture, a blend, like perfumes. So you have not only one substance, but we try to kind of like disentangle the composition and try to find out all the different ingredients.
Maybe this is a bit of an unfair question, but how do you know you've recreated the smell exactly as it was? There's nobody hanging around from the Bronze Age to corroborate that the incense or the perfume smells exactly the same, right? How can you be sure that you've got the original scent?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it's not really our purpose to exactly recreate the scent. We think that scent is more a tool to understand the past better. So if we look at all these different smellscapes and scents, it opens up new questions and avenues. We can look at trade, we can look at perfumery and cosmetics, but also like what did you use for medical and hygienic reasons, for rituals. So there are so many different aspects of the past we can study with that. We try to completely recreate it, that's not really possible, but it's also not what we aim to do.
And once you've recreated a smell or got as close as you are trying to get, what do you do with it? Where do you keep them? Can the public smell them for themselves?
I think it can be a really powerful tool for museums and exhibitions, because if people are, if they can not only see the objects, maybe sometimes even touch, but also like experience them in a different way, smell them, get a sense of what maybe the surrounding, the environment has smelled at that time. So I think so far the past is pretty odorless. And if we provide a little bit more of that, we can provide another perspective on the past.
It strikes me that your research may have taken on an increased significance, maybe because of the COVID pandemic. You hear stories of people who, long after recovering from the illness, are still suffering from complete loss of taste and smell, and saying how much they took those things for granted.
I found it very interesting that there was a survey, I think a decade ago, young people were asked whether or not they would give up their sense of smell to keep social media, their computers and their phone. More than half of them would rather give up their sense of smell to keep their smartphone. And I think the loss of smell during the pandemic kind of highlighted that this is really wrong. Experiencing the loss of smell kind of like highlighted or brought back how important it actually is.
Hey, hier ist Miriam von Acast. Du möchtest deinen eigenen Podcast starten oder suchst nach mehr HörerInnen für deine Show? Bei Acast machen wir Podcasting einfach. Du teilst deine Story, wir erledigen den Rest für dich. Acast ist das weltweit führende, unabhängige Podcast-Unternehmen. Vergrößere dein Publikum über alle verfügbaren Podcast-Plattformen und nutze dabei die innovativsten Podcasting-Tools und Insights im Markt. Wir helfen PodcasterInnen, mit ihren Shows Geld zu verdienen. Und das ganz zu ihren Bedingungen. Ob mit Werbung oder mit exklusiven Vorteilen für zahlende Fans, mache deinen Podcast zur Einnahmequelle. 40.000 PodcasterInnen vertrauen Acast weltweit. Starte auch du deine Podcast-Karriere mit uns. Besuche einfach acast.com und sichere dir mit dem Code START22 ganze 3 Monate unseres Influencer-Pakets kostenlos.